ॐ नमश्चण्डिकायै ॐ अक्षस्रक्परशुं गदेषु कुलिशं पद्मं धनुकुण्डिकां दण्डं शक्तिमसिं चर्मजलजं घण्टां सुराभाजनं शूलं पाशसुदर्शने च दधतीं हस्तै प्रसन्नानुनां सेवे सैरिभमर्दिनीमिह महालक्ष्मीं स्थरोजस्थिताम्। ततः पराजिता देवा पद्मयोनिं प्रजापतिं पुरस्कृत्य गतास्तत्र यत्रेश गरुडध्वजौ। एतद्वः कथितं सर्वमरारिविचेष्टितं शरणं वः प्रपन्नास्मो वधस्तस्य विचिन्त्यताम्। सो दे ऑल दीस देवास हु आर डिफीटेड एंड चेस्ड आउट ऑफ द हेवन विद द हेल्प ऑफ ब्रह्मा, having Brahma in the forefront, approached Vishnu and Shiva and explained to them what had happened, how they were, they told them all what has happened. Then they continue. Yetadvah kathitam sarvam amarari vicheshtitam sharanam vah prapannasmo vadastasya vichintyatam. So having said, explained to them what has happened, they're saying, Yetad Vaha Kathitam. Vaha means to you, to both of you. Vaha, to you both. Vaha Kathitam, Yetad Kathitam. This has been narrated to you. What has been narrated to you? Sarvam, everything. Everything means what? Amarari Vicheshtitam. Amaraha means Devaha. Arihi means enemy. Amararihi means enemy of Devas. Amaraha means Devaha. Arihi means enemy. Amararihi means enemy of Devas. Enemy of the Amaranam Arihi Amararihi. Amaranam Arihi Amararihi. So Amararayaha. Amararayaha means enemies of Devas. Who are the enemies of Devas? Asuras. So, Tesham Vicheshtitam. Tesham Vicheshtitam. So, Amaranam, Amararinam Vicheshtitam. Amarari Vicheshtitam means behavior, activity of the Asuras. Amarari asuras. Amararinam vicheshtitam, amarari vicheshtitam. Activity, behavior of asuras, everything, sarvam, kathitam, narrated, has been narrated, vaha, to you. Yetad this. Sharanam cha prapannaha smaha, vayam sarve smaha. We are. Vayam smaha. We are. Vayam is understood. Smo means what? Smaha. Smo, smaha. Vayam, smaha. We are. Prapannaha, smaha. We have surrendered. We are here having taken refuge. Prapannaha means the one who has taken refuge is prapannaha. The one who has taken refuge is prapannaha. So, sharanam prapannaha means the one who has taken refuge. Prapannaha smaha. We remain. We are here having surrendered ourselves to you. Sharanam prapannaha. Having surrendered to you. Sharanam prapannaha. Sharan adendavrahalaha irikkirom. We are here having taken refuge in you. We are here having taken refuge. We are here having surrendered. No. Tasya vadaha tasya vichintyatam. Vadaha tasya. Vadaha destruction. Tasya of him. Tasya vadaha. Destruction of Mahishasura. Tasya vadaha, destruction of him, vichintyatam, may it be May it be thought. Ennapadattum. Vichintyatam is a passive verb again. Vichintyatam. Please think of destroying him. Please decide to destroy him. Please plan for destroying him. That's the request. So, may vadaha tasya vichintyata means may his destruction be, you know, thought about. May his destruction be decided. So, please think of destroying him. That's the meaning. So, it is given in passive voice. Tasya vadaha vichintyatam. Avanudaya azhivu sindhikkapadattum. That's the meaning. Is it clear? What is the content now? So they request him, oh Lord, we have told what they have done and please do something to kill them, to kill Mahishasura. That is the actual tatparya. Okay, now we move on to the next line, next verse. Ittham nishamya devanam vacham si madhusudanah. Ittham nishamya devanam vacham si madhusudanah. Chakara kopam shambhuscha bhrukuti kutilananau. Bhrukuti kutilananau. Ittham nishamya devanam vacham si madhusudanah. Chakara kopam shambhuscha bhrukuti kutilananau. Tatoti kopa purnasya chakrino vadanaptataha nischakrama mahattejo brahmana shankarasya cha. Nischakrama mahattejo brahmana shankarasya cha. So ittham in this manner, ittham is a neutral gender word. Ittham. Neutral gender word means in this manner. Then nishamya means having heard. Nishamayati means hears, listens. Nishamya, having heard. In this manner, having heard what? Vachamsi. Having heard the words, vachamsi, vachas sakaranta apusakalinga shabdaha. Vachas means word. Vachamsi, words. Vachamsi. So, in this manner, having heard the words, whose words? Devanam. Devanam vachamsi nishamya. Having heard the words of devas in this manner. Okay. Kopam chakara. See, kopam chakara is a past perfect tense verb, perfect tense of karoti. Kopam karoti means what? Gets angry. Kopate seihiran. Gets angry. Okay, kopam karoti means kopam chakara. Kopam chakara means what? Had got angry. So we can take just he got angry. Kopam chakara, kopam kritavan. Okay, who kopam kritavan? Madhusudanaha. Evam devanam vachamsi nishamya. Madhusudanaha kopam chakara. Madhusudanaha is the Lord Vishnu, destroyer of the demon called Madhu. Lord Vishnu is known as Madhusudanaha because destroyer of the demon Madhu. Destroyer of the demon Madhu, Lord Vishnu, having heard the words of Devas in this manner, okay, got angry. So, similarly, Shambhu cha and Shambhu also. Shambhu is Lord Shiva. Shambhu, Shambhavati asmat saha Shambhu. The one from who, one who is a source of auspiciousness is called Shambhu. Okay, Lord Shiva also became angry. Lord Shiva and Vishnu both got angry. That's the meaning. Both got angry. And who is this Lord Shiva? Brukuti Kutila Ananav. Both of them. Brukuti Kutila Ananav. This word Brukuti Kutila Ananav describe both Shiva and Vishnu. Brukuti means eyebrows. Brukuti means eyebrow. Two eyebrows. Okay, Brukuti means two eyebrows. Kutila means bent. On and now faced. So they both had their faces. The faces became pulled. The faces became pulled because of the movement of the eyebrows. Because the movement of eyebrows, their faces became pulled. Which means what? They got very angry. Brukuti Kutila Ananav. Though they both. Kutilam Ananam Yasya. Sa Kutila Ananaha. The one who has pulled his face is called Kutila Ananaha. Kutilam Ananam Yasya Kutila Ananaha.
Swamini, what is the root in Nishamya?
Sham.
Sham. Meaning here.
No. Sham Dhatu Shamayati is the verb.
Meaning?
Shamayati. Nishamayati. Hears. Shamayati means even pacifies. Pacifies, controls. Yes. So, Nishamayati, hears, listens. Tato tikopa purnasya chakrino vadanatataha nischakra mahattejo brahmana shankarasya cha. Tataha atikopa purnasya chakrinaha vadanat tataha nischakra mahattejaha brahmanaha shankarasya cha. What he says, first see the verb. It may be easy for you to follow. Nischakrama. The word first, you see the verb. Nischakrama. Nischakrama means emerged. Nischakrama is a perfect tense again. You can say nischarati. Nischarati. Nischarati means what? Emerges out, comes out. So Nischakrama emerged out. Okay. What came out? Mahattejaha. Mahattejaha Nischakrama. Mahattejaha means great effulgence. Mahattejaha, an inexplicably big effulgence. Big effulgence. Emerged out. Okay. Emerged out of whom? Out of what? Shankarasya cha vadanat. Brahmana. Chakrinaha. First say vadanat. Vadanat from the face. Vadanam means face. Vadanam also means mouth also. So, from the face. Mahattejaha nischakrama nischarat. Nischarati means the great, inexplicably big, great effulgence emerged out of the face. Okay, from the face, sorry, Vadanath from the face. Vadanath, Panchami, from the face. ఆఫ్ హోమ్ త్రీ పీపుల్ చక్రిణః బ్రహ్మణః శంకరస్య చ వదనాత్ ఫ్రమ్ ది ఫేస్ ఆఫ్ శివ అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ఫేస్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ఫేస్ ఆఫ్ విష్ణు. చక్రీ నకారాంత పుల్లింగ శబ్ద, చక్రిన్ మీన్స్ విష్ణు, చక్రిణః వదనాత్ బ్రహ్మణః వదనాత్ శంకరస్య చ వదనాత్. గాట్ ఇట్? చక్రిణః పాజిటివ్ కేస్, బ్రహ్మణః పాజిటివ్ కేస్, శంకరస్య పాజిటివ్ కేస్, టు నకారాంత శబ్ద. చక్రిణః ఫ్రమ్ ది face of Chakri, the Lord Vishnu is called Chakri, because one who is endowed with the chakram, endowed with the disc, Sudarshana chakram. The Lord Vishnu is called Chakri, chakram yasya asti saha chakri, one who has chakram is called Chakri, chakrin nakaranta shabda chakrinaha. So Brahman is a Brahma, Lord Vishnu, Brahmanaha, Shankarasya. Now, so big effulgence emerged out of the face, emerged from the face of Lord Shiva, Brahma and Vishnu. Chakrinaha, Brahmanaha, Shankarasya Chavadanat, Mahat Tejaha Nishchakrama. Why? Because అతికోపూర్ణస్య, ఎవ్రీ వన్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ వాస్ ఫిల్డ్ విత్ గ్రేట్ యాంగర్. అతికోపం కోపం, పూర్ణ ఫిల్డ్, ఆల్ త్రీ ఆఫ్ దెమ్, ఎవ్రీ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద త్రీ, ఆల్ త్రీ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ వేర్ ఫిల్డ్ విత్ యాంగర్. అతికోపూర్ణస్య came from every one of them who was filled with anger. Atikopa Purnasya Chakrinaha. Atikopa Purnasya is adjective of all three devas. Atikopa Purnasya Chakrinaha Brahmanaha Shankarasya Vadanat Mahat Tejaha Nishchakrama. Tataha means then. Tato Tataha Tato Atikopa Purnasya. తతః అతికోప పూర్ణస్య, తతః దేర్ ఆఫ్టర్ అతికోప పూర్ణస్య, ద వన్ హూ ఇస్ ఫిల్డ్ విత్ గ్రేట్ యాంగర్. తమిళ సోదరు మిగ కోపం కొండ పూర్ణస్ చక్రిణః శంకరస్య బ్రహ్మణః చ వదనాత్ మహత్ తేజః నిశ్చక్రామ. గాట్ ఇట్? నెక్స్ట్, అన్యేషాం చైవ దేవానాం శక్రాదీనాం శరీరతః నిర్గతం సుమహత్ తేజస్ తచ్చైక్యం సమగచ్చత. అన్యేషాం చైవ దేవానాం శక్రాదీనాం శరీరతః నిర్గతం సుమహత్ తేజస్ తచ్చైక్యం సమగచ్చత. శక్రాదీనాం అన్యేషాం దేవానాం చ శరీరతః సుమహత్ తేజః నిర్గతం తత్ ఐక్యం సమగచ్చత. ఓకే, నాట్ ఓన్లీ దట్, దెన్ అన్యేషాం చ దేవానాం చక్రాదీనాం శరీరతః నిర్గతం సుమహత్ తేజః. సీ అగైన్ హీ సేస్ సుమహత్ తేజః. సుమహత్ తేజ మీన్స్ వాట్? సుమహత్ తేజ అగైన్ వెరీ గ్రేట్ ఎఫల్జెన్స్, వెరీ గ్రేట్ ఎఫల్జెన్స్. నిర్గతం ఎమర్జ్డ్, ద వెరీ గ్రేట్ ఎఫల్జెన్స్ ఎమర్జ్డ్. నిర్గతం సుమహత్ తేజ, ది వెరీ గ్రేట్ ఎఫల్జెన్స్ ఎమర్జ్డ్, ఎమర్జ్డ్. From where? Emerged from Shariratah, from the body. Shariraat. Shariratah means Shariraat. The great effulgence, Sumahat Tejah, very great effulgence. Nirgatam, emerged from the body. Sariratha Nirgatam Sumahatteja. Okay. This very great effulgence emerged from the body of whom? Shakradinam Devanam Anyesham. Anyesham Devanam Shakradinam. The very great effulgence which emerged from the body of other Devas, Indra, other Devas, bodies of other Devas, such as Indra. Also, Aikyam Samagachata. Aikyam Samagachata means Tat Aikyam Samagachata. Tat Aikyam Samagachata. Tat Chaikyam. If you break it, Tat Aikyam, Tat Cha Aikyam, Tat Chaikyam. Are you all able to follow? Tat Cha Aikyam, Tat Chaikyam. You break it, Tat, that also. Aikyam Samagachata means joined. Together, Aikyam Samagachata means joined together as one. Aikyam, joined together as one. Ondraha serndadu. Aduvum ondraha serndadu. Tad Aikyam Samagachata. What Aikyam Samagachata? What became one? What joined and became one? The great effulgence which emerged from the body of all the Devas, such as Indra, also joined the great effulgence which emerged from the face of Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. Okay. Got it now? Is anybody who is finding it difficult? Kindergarten lesson. Devanam Shakradinam Shariratha Nirgatam Su Mahat Tejaha Tat Cha Aikyam Samagachata. Tat Cha Aikyam Samagachata. Sorry, I forgot to break the verses. I was so keen to do the meanings. Okay. Now Ativa Tejasa Kutam ज्वलन्तमिव पर्वतम् ददृशुस्ते सुरास्तत्र ज्वालाव्याप्तदिगन्तरम् अतीव तेजसः कूटम् ज्वलन्तमिव पर्वतम् ददृशुस्ते सुरास्तत्र ज्वालाव्याप्तदिगन्तरम् ओके नौ अतीव तेजसः कूटम् ज्वलन्तम् इव पर्वतम् ददृशुः ते सुराः I mean, breaking the words, ativa, tejasaha, kutam, jvalantam, iva, parvatam, dadrushuhu, te, suraha, tatra, jvala, vyapta, digantaram. Okay. Now the verb is dadrushuhu. Dadrushuhu means had seen. Pashyati sees. Apashyat saw. But here plural is what? Pashyanti. Present tense plural. Past perfect in what? Dadrushuhu. Better you write apashyan. Dadrushuhu is equal to apashyan. Or drishtavantaha. Easy verb is for you. Drishtavantaha. You can write dadrushuhu. And dadrushuhu. Take the word dadrushuhu, write the drishtavantaha, a very correct meaning. We can use drishtava, past, the tavat ending word for any verb, past tense. Dadrushuhu is equal to drishtavantaha, had seen. Okay. Who saw, first you say, suras tatra. You break it suraha tatra. Dadrushuhu te, dadrushus te. If you break it, dadrushuhu te, dadrushus te. Te means they. They means who? Suraha. Te suraha. Those devas. Te suraha. Those devas. Tatra there. Dadrushuhu had seen. those devas had seen there. Those devas saw there. Tatra te devaha drishtavantaha. Okay. Te suraha drishtavantaha. Okay. What did they see? Parvatam iva dadrishuhu. Parvatam iva. They saw something like a mountain. Parvat, not mountain. They saw something like a mountain. Parvatam iva dadrishuhu. Te suraha tatra. Parvatam iva dadrishuhu. They saw something like a mountain. Which sort of mountain? Ativa jwalantam. Ativa jwalantam. Ativa, first word is ativa. Jwalantam. Jwalantam is what? Jwalati shines. Jwalati. Jwalan. Shatruanta shabda. Objective case is what? Jwalantam. Jwalantam. Ativa jwalantam. Highly glittering. Highly shining. Highly shining. Something highly shining like a mountain. Highly shining mountain. They saw something. Highly shining mountain. Okay. What is that? Tejasaha kootam. Kootaha means conflagration. Conflagration of brilliance. Conflagration of brilliance or fire. Tejasaha kootam. Conflagration of fire. Or a huge conflagration of fire. Highly shining like a mountain. Tejasaha kootam. Kootam means the together, a collection. The collective huge effulgence. Or a conflagration of fire or billions, highly shining like a mountain, they saw. Tejasaha kootam ativa jwalantam parvatam iva dadrishuhu. And that highly effulgent conflagration of fire, highly shining like the mountain, how was it? Jwala vyapta digantaram. I'll break it. Jwala vyapta digantaram. Jwala jwala bihi. Vyapta dig. So that conflagration of fire. Digantaram means what? All the intermediary space. So pervading all the intermediary space. Digantaram means intermediary space, the entire space. So jwala vyapta, vyapta digantaram. Jwala bihi vyaptam digantaram. Yena. That is Dvala Vyapta Degantaram. So that they saw a huge conflagration of fire, highly shining like shining like a mountain, pervading entire space. Dvala Vyapta Degantaram. Pervading entire space with its flames. Pervading the entire intermediary space with its flames. Jwala means flames. Pervading all these directions, the space with flames. Okay, this is the now. So te suraha, those devas, tatra there, they saw highly shining mountain-like conflagration of fire pervading all the directions with its flames. Got it? Atulam tatra tattejas sarva deva sharirajam. Once I finish this story, then I can tell you the whole story together. Atulam tatra tattejas sarva deva sharirajam. Don't forget the story, okay? Where we are. Ekastham tadabho nari vyapta lokatrayam tvisha. Atulam tatra tattejas sarva deva sharirajam. Ekastham tadabho nari vyapta lokatrayam tvisha. Atulam tatra tat tejaha. Sarva deva sharirajam ekastham tad abhut abhut nari abhun nari tad abhut nari vyapta lokatrayam tvisha vyapta lokatrayam tvisha tatra there Sarva deva sharirajam ekastham tattejaha. What does it mean? Tatra tattejaha. That tejas. There, that tejas. Tatra tattejaha. Tattejas means what? That brilliance, that fire, that blazing form or brilliance, tattejaha. Which tejaha? Sarva deva sharirajam. Sarvesham devanam sharirat jatam. Sarvesham devanam sharirebhyaha jatam tejaha. Sarva deva sharirajam tejaha. So that effulgence which was born of the bodies of, which originated from the bodies of all devas. Are born of all the bodies of all devas. Sarva deva sharirajam tejaha. Tat tejaha, that effulgence, brilliance, born of the bodies of all the devas. Sarva deva sharirajam tat tejaha. Ekastham tat tejaha. So the effulgence which became the effulgence born of which got together as one effulgence, the effulgence born of the bodies of all devas which got together as one effulgence. Ekastham tat sarva deva sharirajam tejaha atulam. Atulam means what? Incomparable. Atulam abhut. Incomparable. Then, tvisha. See, tvish means light. Tvish, shakaranta shabda. Tvish means light. Tvisha bites effulgence, bites light. Tvisha bites glow, bites shining, bites effulgence, bites brilliance. Tvisha bites brilliance, by brilliance, Vyapta lokatrayam. Vyapta lokatrayam. Vyapta pervaded lokatrayam, three worlds. The effulgence by which all the three worlds were pervaded. That means vyapta lokatrayam tvish. So, tvisha vyapta lokatrayam. That effulgence, the brilliance of which pervaded the all three worlds. Okay. And that effulgence became a woman. Nari abhut. Mahalakshmi Sumavana. Who is Mahalakshmi? Who is Mahalakshmi? Nari abhut. Tat nari abhut. That became a woman. Nari abhut means nari abhavat. That became a woman. Who became a woman? That means what? The Tejas. Which Tejas? The Tejas which got together as one Tejas. And which, you know, the one Tejas which was born off the bodies of all Devas, which was shining like a mountain, pervading all the entire space with its flames of light. That Tejas, which is incomparable Tejas, by which the brilliance of which pervaded all three worlds, that brilliance, that Tejas became Nari, became a woman. Is it clear? Now, who is Mahalakshmi? My God, we'll understand. Mahalakshmi is born of the brilliance of all three Devas and all the Devas and all the brilliance joined together as one huge, inexplicably brilliant brilliance, effulgence. And that brilliance, which was shining like a highly shining like a mountain, pervading all the interpreted space with its flames, now pervading all the three worlds with its radiance. Tish means radiance also. With its brilliance, became a Nari, Nari Abhut. Is it clear? Atulam tat tejaha. Sarva deva sharirajam tat tejaha. Sarva deva sharirajam tatra. I can do the prose order. Tatra. Sarva deva sharirajam ekastham tat tejaha. Atulam tvisha vyapta lokatrayam tat nari abhavat. Extra will come across some words. Tat cha. Okay, I'm going to stop now. I'll see you tomorrow.
Swami, what's atulam?
Atulam, incomparable. See, actually, tulam means comparable, also weighable. Atulam, immeasurable, incomparable. Tula. Atulam. Unweighable, immeasurable, incomparable. I'll do the prose order also, so that I can. I didn't do Tamil because so the people, others will not understand. Okay, Tamil panna, you understand better also. But what to do? I don't know any other language.
Swamini, in the 11th verse,
yeah,
is that word, is it a misprint or how would you pronounce it exactly? Is it Shatkradinam or Shakradinam?
No. Shakraha. Shakraha means Indra.
But it is written differently. It's there is a tra with a mixture of ka. Tukra.
Yeah, shakra, correct?
If it is just shakra, the ka written and then with a line below the ka, should have been like that. But the ka is not correct ka, that is.
I think that's just another way of writing kra.
No, that is shakra. Kra. Kra, kra, shakra.
Okay, Swami.
Kra only. Ka and put cut it like in between.
Okay, Swami.
Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.